Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Even after he homered the night before, I mean, that's what makes it a little bit odd. But clearly, they made their minds up, and they made this decision, not just in that moment, but maybe even, in fact, a week ago or so. But this is, to me, what the Yankees should have done with Volpe years ago. Not now. I wouldn't be looking to send Volpe down now. It is what it is. Unfortunately, it's year three. With Alvarez, because of the ups and downs with the injuries and things like that, this was the right thing to do. Send him down before it's too late. Get him right. Now it's on him to get his mind right. Go out there, feel good at the plate, feel good behind the plate, start to produce again, gain some of that confidence back, which is one of the reasons why I loved Alvarez, because he's always such a cocky, confident player. So I want to see that. And then you hope he comes back up here more refined.
Yeah.
And takes off and gives them some productivity out of the catcher spot.
Yeah, and there's a little track record here where when Vientos got sent down to AAA Syracuse, he came back and he mashed. I remember one guy, was it for Jackie Robinson Day? They expanded the rosters to one, and he hits a home by one, hits a home run, gets sent down again. Vientos, that's tough. I mean, you go from the Four Seasons and the top hotels and charter planes to buses. And middle of the road hotels, motels sometimes. Well, not AAA hotels for sure for them. It's a blow to the ego. You got two choices: look yourself in the mirror, understand what went awry, and fix it, or pout and get worse and maybe eventually ruin your career. That's not going to happen to Alvarez. Now, I'm not going to predict that he's going to come back and be Johnny Bench, but he seems to be wired where he will process this properly. I listened to Mendoza last night. I was watching SNY, and he was talking about how he handled it really well, like a gentleman, you know, very respectful. Good to hear. Now the next step is you gotta do it. But I actually applaud the Mets for doing this as well, because it's one thing to struggle from a mechanical perspective, and he has had some injuries that obviously derailed him, but he was carrying that baggage behind the plate as a defender, and you can't have that with a pitching staff.
Yeah, once that happened, that was my breaking point. I don't know when the Mets reached theirs, but once I saw him start messing up behind the plate, I can't have that. And I always liked the idea of the offensive potential there from Alvarez. You just don't get that at the catcher's position, what he could be. The fact that he was a guy who hit over 20 home runs, you know, his first full year in the big leagues. That's rare to find, so you hold out hope. Like, would you rather go with Torrens and Senger or Torrens and Alvarez and hope that Alvarez just gets going? So obviously that's why you go with Alvarez. It got to a point where they had no choice, had to send him down. And now, unfortunately, the Mets have multiple, as we were going through the lineup, now they have multiple positions where they're just getting no production out of. Like, you could, I know we have different views of this Mets lineup. I could live with Siri in center field. Now, again, they don't even have that opportunity because he's been hurt, but somebody like Siri in center field, give me Gold Glove defense, give me the threat of a home run, but hit 190 as long as the other players are doing their part in that lineup. But when you have four spots now in that lineup and you want to throw third base in there, DH in there, catcher and center field, that's too much to overcome. If Vientos comes back, maybe he checks one of those boxes, either third base or DH. Maybe they added somebody in center field. And then you have now just two weak holes, which you could live with. And then maybe the potential of getting Alvarez back could, again, check that box. And now you have a full lineup that could be clicking on all cylinders. So I don't think they're that far away from that. But right now it seems bad because you got four gaping holes in that lineup.
Oh, my God. I'm sure somebody could dig this number up. But if you were to take the catcher, the DH spot, third base and center field, as you just said, and go through all the baseball, I would have to think that those four positions combined with, from an OPS perspective, have to rate among the bottom five in baseball. Their production's been embarrassing at those spots. Now, I do think with Alvarez, it's not a question. We've seen this with some prospects. God, is he even as good as, does he even have the talent? I don't look at him as a talent, an absence of talent. I think he's right. Swimming. And one thing that, who was talking about it last night? It was Duquette who was on the post game with Gary, not Todd Zeal. And Duquette was talking about how he was incorporating some swing changes from the winter, all right, Alvarez. Now, that's good off a tee, that's good off soft toss, that's good off a machine. You got to implement that in games. And that's why the injuries, it's not an excuse, but it's, a little bit of a factor for him because he never got to learn to trust the new changes in games. So send them down. It's going to be quiet up there in Syracuse. Nobody really cares. It's a small, sleepy town. Rediscover your swing and rediscover your mechanics behind the plate.
I wonder if they were waiting for a game from him to have some success at the plate. You know what I mean?
So interesting.
Because then
psychological.
Because then you could at least say, look, we're not sending you down because of the production here or lack thereof. Mm. We're sending down because we know you got more in there and we want to get you right before we bring you back up. And it's easier to sell that and to have him believe it after he, you know, homers in the game before they send him down.
It's an interesting theory.
Not that it matters.
No. I mean, it could because it could give you a look into how they think. I didn't even really. What I did say to myself, I'm like, that's an odd time to send him down. Right, he just went yard. I mean, what are we doing? Kind of like with Volpe, three knocks, let's send him down. But no. Let's get these guys off the start line. And you do that when they do something well to keep running them out there. Maybe like that. That's kind of a next level psychological play that maybe they actually did by design. Either way, he's got to get right because he's gone from the number one prospect in baseball to a big question.
Joe is calling from Clark, New Jersey. What's up, Joe? Hey, Joe. All right, Joe's not there. Joe is calling from East Islip. Hey. What's up, Joe?
Hey. I heard Clark, New Jersey. I was waiting. Yeah. Always love the show.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, I just have to say I agree with BT on the bullpen issues, and I agree with Sal that the hitting is sufficient. But on the bullpen, I don't think you mentioned, maybe I missed it, I had to tune out for a second, but I read where Brooks Raley is due back, I think, maybe next week, or at least early July.
I think more July. I don't know the exact time frame of it. Last week, I thought it was something about 30 days for Brooks Raley, but he should be coming back. Also, just to be clear, Joe, I am not saying that the offense has been sufficient. They need more. What I'm saying is I'm okay with the lineup knowing that there's more to come. But, yeah, Brooks Raley, when he comes back, BT, he should be a nice arm to have. He was great when he was healthy with the Mets.
You brought him up a few times. We hit his name last week. I agree. That's going to be a nice reinforcement. Yeah. What else you got there, Joe?
Well, the other thing, I think if you want to make a splash, a big rental, Ryan Helsley of the Cardinals is in the contract year, and he was rumored, you know, during hot stove, didn't land anywhere. I mean, the Cardinals are still fairly competitive, but I think it's the contract that would make them move him, and it probably would take a lot. It would be a rental, but maybe, he's, you know, almost Diaz caliber. I think last year he led the league in saves. I may be mistaken on that, but he's the guy I would target. Possibly, who's the 100-mile-an-hour guy on the A's?
On the A's? They're not getting rid of him.
Yeah.
And thanks for the call, Joe. I do think if you had to ask me if I can make one move, obviously there's going to be multiple. If I can make one move, it would be a bullpen arm because I do believe more so in the lineup getting it figured out what they have in-house than I do the bullpen arms in place. To win a World Series, to me, minimum, they need one arm in the bullpen. Now, obviously, I love a bat in that lineup. You were saying before, do I think that's the biggest issue? Yeah, like I'd like a professional. I don't need a home run, you know, superstar bat, but a professional center fielder is something that I would prefer. But if I could only make one move, it would be bullpen arm. They need that to get through the postseason.
Well, I would prefer the bat, but let me ask you this here. Which of the players, and we know who they are because we named them a few times here today, would you want to keep that are young that you would just, not that you wouldn't trade because there's nobody that is off limits at this point. But who do you value the most that
in the organization?
Yeah, the guys that we've seen. I don't mean like two-way and guys on the come. You know, I'm talking about players we've seen. The Beatty's, the Mauricio's, the Acuna's, Alvarez's.
Of those you're saying, I would probably stick with the catcher. It depends on the return. If I'm getting a catcher back, then I'm okay with moving on from I would trade any of them, honestly.
Okay, that's what I was getting at.
I really don't care.
Yeah, I would too.
Vientos, Beatty. I love Acuna. But, I mean, I'm not going to have him hold up a deal. It just depends on, I'm not trying to give these guys away.
No.
It depends on what you could get back. I'm all for trading any of them. Vientos, Beatty, Alvarez, Mauricio, Acuna, they could all go. But you got to get something of note back, whether it be Duran. Now, again, you're not trading all those guys. Whether it be a stud arm in the bullpen, whether it be a starter, I would prefer to get a one stud arm in the bullpen and then maybe an additional arm and then go get a, you know, professional bat, Cedric Mullins type bat. Or Duran, I'd take him too. But like I said, you're gonna have to give up more.
Yeah.
Is there one that you would not give up from?
No, okay. No, I would give them all up. Not at once, to your point, but that, you know, just thinking about this, to me, I think the biggest disappointment of the entire Mets season, and they've been really good. I mean, they got a lot of wins here. Mm-hmm. It's been Vientos.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it really was from the start of the season, and not just because he was scuffling. You know, a lot of young hitters, a lot of good hitters do. Soto was scuffling to start. Judge was awful a year ago in April. It happens. But he wasn't locked in. Remember,
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He wasn't running balls out. He was very sloppy at third. And I'm a massive Vientos supporter. I mean, and I always point to, you know, when your heartbeat is going that slow in the playoffs, you're a little different. You're a little special because that's a look into who you are. But man, I don't know what he's going to be.
So here's what I would do if I'm the Mets. I would rely on Vientos to come back and be the primary DH. And if, now you'd have Vientos, and you could also go Winker, assuming he comes back
healthy. Little lefty
righty. I would punt DH as far as the trade deadline goes and say, we got Vientos coming back.
Uh-huh.
We've got Winker potentially coming back whenever he comes back. We've got all these other guys, whether it's Beatty, Mauricio, whatever. I'll find Marte, throw him in. I'll find a DH out of any one of those guys. Hopefully it's Vientos.
Okay.
Then look to make a move for a, again, not, that's where you and I disagree or differ. I don't need a top guy. I'd rather have a Mullins and say a solid big league third baseman or second baseman.
Mm-hmm.
You keep McNeil at second if you want, or Acuna. I'm good with that combination. I'm fine with the catching situation. Cross your fingers about Alvarez. If not, you hit him ninth and just hope that they go out there and don't cost you defensively with Torrens and Senga. Now, if you want to upgrade there, fine. Then you're losing at third base. But I would probably look to upgrade then at third base and center field and give me just a guy you could... Solid guy at third base. Yeah, whatever. You don't even need to give you the specific numbers. Just a pro at third,
mm-hmm.
a pro in center field. Take a chance with Vientos and others at DH. Chance with Alvarez, catcher, and then that should be pretty. And I'll live with McNeil, Acuna at second base. That would be, to me.
Okay. I'm looking for more. And by the way, I wouldn't... I'm not so married to just, you know, finding the bat at the DH spot. Like, to me, the way I would evaluate this is I'm like, okay, I got a little bit of an issue with second, a little bit of an issue with third, little issue in center, little issue with DH for now without Winker, okay?
And catcher.
And catcher. But you're not going to find that catcher who's going to hit.
Saying,
so I'm going to almost push
so
that aside.
So we agree that the best play at catcher, Stan Pat, Hope Alvarez comes back.
Yes.
Okay.
We're total right. Lockstep on that. I would evaluate this trade market and say, all right, where is the one plus hitter?
Hmm.
If it's a second baseman, then that's what I'm going for. Like, I'm not starting the process saying I absolutely need a third baseman or I absolutely need to get Tyrod Taylor as my fourth outfielder, and I need to say I need a plus stick. And if that happens to be second, well, then I say, all right, he goes to second. McNeil, you go to third. If it's center field, now I have some other configuration. I just need a guy that, you know, who's got some thump and some wheels. Like, this lineup, Seth, there's too many ifs. This lineup's not winning a World Series, Sal.
I disagree with that. But then let me ask you, would you rather have the one big bat or a solid bat in center and a solid bat at second or third?
Honestly, I'd take the one big bat here. Yeah. I'm not going to deviate from that because you got other big bats.
And but I think
that one big bat makes the other big bats, and we know who they are. I think it makes their bats bigger because if you know, okay, so think about the two hole. You know, little Nimmo, little Marte, If it's a real big bat, which is what I'm saying the Mets need to do, well, now all of a sudden, you know, because when we say the first four hitters for the Mets are top shelf, they're really not. Like, the first three of the first four hitters are. Now, if I can get one that is truly of the caliber of the guy that I think that they need, well, now I'm not lying when I say the top four are truly legit. Then you throw Winker and you sprinkle in hopefully a better Alvarez, and there you go.
Evan is calling from Hoboken, New Jersey. What's up, Evan?
Hey, fellas, what's going on? How are we doing today?
Good, how are you?
What's up, buddy?
I'm doing well. BT, I just wanted to kick back at you on your take earlier that the Braves and Phillies don't have some sort of significant drop.
Well, hold on, we got to put you on hold there.
Get him going here.
Okay, Hoff, can you just see if his line is all right there? It was relevant to what we're talking about, but you can't live with that line. So what was he saying? He wanted the question you want, the Braves?
I think, what I said about the Braves, and I think the Phillies starting lineups being better than the Mets. I think it's an offensive challenge. Yeah, let's get him back up. Hopefully it works.
All right, let's go on to Scott in Jamesburg, New Jersey. What's up, Scott?
I don't even know where that is.
Jamesburg, but I'm really an East Brunswick guy, but that's my name on fan forever.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, what's up, Scotty?
Okay, guys, I'm with you. Listen, I'm on BT Strat. I'm with you guys both. I think the Mets' flexibility is the key. I love what BT's saying. I think there's a lot. You go for the best bat. Sal, here's my opinion of these guys. First off, we haven't been in a position like this in so long where we have this many young guys who do have talent, and I know, they're going through their growing pains, but that's okay. The one I do not trade is Alvarez. Guys, let's start with the injury. He's a catcher. Mendy said, if you guys heard on the Rico Bronya podcast with Evan and Hoff, which you probably didn't this weekend, Mendy talked about the injuries and how, being a catcher and having a hand injury is a big problem.
Yep.
And guys, I think it's been in his head. I think he needs this time. He just became a father for the first time. He's 23 years old. He still has all that talent that we've seen.
Yeah, but neither of us are looking to give him up. We said that. But if it were a perfect trade, I'm doing it. I don't care.
No, I agree with you. Perfect trade. Exactly, Sal. If you're telling me, depending on what you get back.
Yeah.
But again, he's the one I wouldn't trade. Any of the other guys I'm okay with.
Mm-hmm.
I like them all. But I also want us to remember, we have another group that's coming up through the minors as well. We're not talking about yet. So if we're able to really maximize the value, just like you said, Vientos, I felt he was the worst of the bunch going into the season last year. He proved me wrong. I'm all about him. The way he played, just like you said, BT.
Yeah, but he stunk this year.
Yeah, he stunk this year, but when he comes back, Sal, again, that's why I agree with you. I think his value is still there, and I think bring him back, put him at third, put him at DH, put wherever you have to, but he should be in the lineup. And, I just think, again, could we see a Jet Williams this year? Is that possible to solve a second base situation or maybe in the outfield from what he's doing in the minors? And again, who's going to be out there to get guys? And I'll let you go. And lastly, I love hearing that Woody is buying a soccer team. Stay as far away from the Jets as possible.
Yeah. Hopefully, he rinses all his money and flushes it down the chute on the soccer team, and he realizes he's got to sell the Jets. That would be fantastic.
Oh, God.
Biggest soccer fan of the world all of a sudden.
I would not be relying on Jet Williams. See, this is what we're talking about, trying to limit the question marks. Jet Williams might be a serviceable player. He might be more than serviceable. He might be somebody that can take this offense to another level. Might be is the key words there.
Yep.
This is not might be territory for the Mets. They need finishing pieces on this roster to get them over the hump to go legitimately compete for a World Series. Those moves are going to be moves that they're going to have to make trades for. It can't just be, well, hope that Jet Williams is the guy. Yeah, hope Alvarez comes back. Hope Vientos comes back. You could have two of those guys, maybe. You can't have four or five of those guys crossing your fingers hoping that they prove it at the big league level. It's actually similar to what we talked about with the Yankees coming into the year, where the Yankees, in my opinion, BT, relied too heavily on too many young guys for a team that was trying to just get back and complete the puzzle and win a World Series, whether it's Wells, Volpe, Dominguez, and so on, Ben Rice. I mean, the Yankees rely heavily and have for a while on a lot of the young guys, almost too many. Even if it's just two, I'd be okay with that. But I don't want the Mets to be getting in that spot where, oh, yeah, well, Jet Williams, maybe he could come up. No, if you're calling it quits on, you know, whatever, Vientos, Beatty, Mauricio, Alvarez for now, I'm not going to go to Jet Williams and think he's the answer.
Yeah, I mean, I did pop up his numbers just out of curiosity. Mm-hmm. He's playing well. Was he in 298? He's, let's see. Why is he in double A? See, Hoff, do you know the answer to that? Okay. Good talk. Good break. 298, and he's got a lot of steals. Yeah. Then I also looked up Drew Gilbert's numbers just out of curiosity. He's doing nuts. Drew Gilbert is hitting .213 at AAA. He's 24 years old.
Yeah, but this is not a time to be going in the
100%.
Minors. You know, nobody's saying, hey, the Yankees need a bat. Let's go dig up Spencer Jones.
Bro, if he was hitting .295, I would be saying that. But point taken.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's about, hey, we're trying to fine-tune here these teams to get them to a World Series level, not going into the minor leagues.
Stop messing around. Big payrolls, big expectations. Both teams need to make trades.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.